And welcome to episode 142 of Twitter Trending Comics. Today, Why the Last Man Volume 4. We're also going to do our quiz. And Davis has some prompt about collecting stuff we're going to talk about. But first, go ahead and hit like, share, subscribe, all that fun stuff. Follow, leave a comment. Just any type of interaction really helps us out. You can even hit the dislike button if you want. That's up to you. Yeah, we'll get into the show now. And welcome to the best damn book club on the internet. My name's Ryan Thomas, that's Davis Crocker, and today we are reading Why the Last Man, Volume 4. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
I guess we should have stood that up at some point.
Well, we got everything covered.
Whatever.
It's here.
It's, I don't know if this is a specific one the volume's in.
It is. It's volume, book 2, deluxe edition.
Yeah, cool. Why the Last Man logo. I was about to say something. Oh, have you watched that movie, You People, with Eddie Murphy and Jonah Hill?
No, I keep forgetting about it.
Well, in the movie, he's a podcaster,
of course,
and
who isn't these days?
It maybe this is just because we have a podcast, and it bugs the shit out of me. But in the movie, I swear to God. They don't talk into the mics, but yet have perfect audio.
Yeah, because they've got a, boom mic sitting somewhere around.
They don't
have
like the arms that come out to here. They just have like the little stand that comes right here.
Yeah.
And so audio is going to get shitty here, but their mics are like all the way right there. And they're like sitting here facing each other. Not like
anywhere near
like
the mic.
His podcast partner is a little lean towards it. But Jonah Hill is like literally nowhere near the goddamn mic.
Because they make, you and I have talked about before, we say if the dogs are barking or something like that, like they make mics that only pick up like straight ahead. Section. Like you have to talk into them.
I know the mic, I've
checked those mics out.
Window shopped for mics that were in there, and they're not the one, they're not like the Yeti you can set in the middle of the table and get everybody.
It is funny how, and I'm sure it's kind of part of it, it's like any root, air quote real podcaster knows like okay they're fucking around like they're it's a game or it's a the whole movie's a comedy and that's just another comical aspect of it if you know what to look for.
I'm like Jonah Hill is nowhere. I mean they're like having conversations pertinent to the plot of the movie and it's just like he's nowhere near that goddamn mic.
Like, there's no way it's actually picking it up real,
but you had a prompt you wanted to
so
you're gonna pose to me.
Yeah, so I was sitting around one day just bored out of my mind, and as y'all know, we've gotten into collecting hard copies or deluxe editions, omnibuses, stuff like that. And I was just thinking, before this, like, what was your idea of collecting items before we ever got into podcasting? Like, before we started collecting the omnibuses, and, like, what was your idea of collecting?
I guess, honestly, thinking back, I've been collecting shit for a very long time. Obviously, I had Pokemon cards as a kid. Didn't even know how to play the game, but I wanted them.
Yeah, but...
But then, thinking back before that, my fucking mom was one of those that, I guess, thought Beanie Babies were going to pop.
Yeah.
And so, me and my sister had a shit ton of Beanie Babies. And obviously there was a couple that mom said, hey, don't tear this one up. Jeez. But then we had like five where could actually play with.
Yeah.
I remember I had a rat Beanie Baby. I swear to God.
Like just a straight up rat?
Yeah.
Just a gray.
Who the fuck made this? But
just a gray black eyed rat.
Then I remember, you remember those board back when they did the whole quarter thing? Each state had a quarter.
That's where
we had the fucking... Me and my sister had a board, and I swear to God, every, like, so often, I'd be like, I just want some change for some candy at school. I'd go tank the fucking...
You would?
Yeah.
So you pilfered it?
We did not fucking get close to finishing that. My mom stopped caring like 2 years in.
Oh, really? Yeah. Damn. Yeah, that's where I was kind of going with the whole idea. It's like my original idea... Well, like your Pokemon cards. Did you know they were a collector's item? Like, would one day become what they've become? Or was it more of, I just want these because they're cool?
I mean, both. Like, I knew... It's not today where, like, I know, oh, certain cards go for hundreds of dollars.
Right, right.
But it was, like, it was a trading card game. So, obviously, some were going to be more valuable than others.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. I guess we've been collecting shit for a long time.
Right.
Now, I have kind of, obviously, I still play Pokemon, or I started playing Pokemon card game again. I do have certain Pokemon that I like that I do try to get every card of.
Mm-hmm. I know Jolteon, you've done a lot with it. Or
right now,
I know at one time you were going to.
Right now, it is Poliwrath, Jolteon, Heracross, which is a Gen 2.
Which was Heracross.
Fighting Bug. It's a blue navy bug with a huge horn.
Gotcha.
Rayquaza, gotcha. Which is one of my, that's probably my favorite legendary.
That's the green, almost snake looking one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Outer space dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then.
Dragon, not snake.
The, newest one I've added, was this one was literally just, I had no attachment from the anime or the video game, but I like what that card did in the game.
Yeah.
And it's just a generally cool looking Pokemon. It's the Decidueye. It was the Sun and Moon starter, but he's Ghost Grass, and he has, like, this hood, and he's, like, an archer.
He was a starter?
Yeah, for Sun and Moon. But he's, like, this hooded archer owl Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And he's Ghost Grass.
Gotcha now.
And
I didn't realize he evolved into a hooded.
And then they did, I'm not as big of a fan, they did for the Legends Arceus, they did a Hisuian Decidueye, where he's more a samurai based.
Oh.
And he has like the Ronin hat.
Oh, cool. All right. I remember these now because the water one was almost like a seal. It's a seal. Yeah, it's a seal. And then the other, the fire was another fighting cat.
Fighting
fire cat.
They had a hit with Blaziken, and they've just
jeez, they have ran that fucker into the ground.
Blaziken, whatever the monkey want, Infernape, the pig,
yep,
and the cat.
Yeah, that's the too cat's many. That's
cat's actually not fighting fire, but they made it look like a professional wrestler. It's it's fire dark,
but he's fire.
Sure. But he has a championship belt on.
Sure.
I legit think
like,
they revealed it and people were like, I swear to God, if there's another fire, and they just made it dark.
God.
But yeah.
That doesn't seem stupid enough. Either way. But yeah, it was kind of that same idea.
Now, when I got to comics, I did for a little bit there.
Yeah.
I was like, I like the idea of getting complete runs in singles. Part of that was... Just having to make sure that your shop was actually giving you all your comics.
As much as we like independent comics,
and they're not held to as strict a schedule, that's annoying.
Then your comic book shop forgets about it.
Yeah,
they don't order enough, and it just if you don't ask, they don't fulfill, and then it never gets.
And it's just like
having a crossover.
Yeah,
I lost all of them,
and then I just got to the point where I was just like. This is not fun. I don't feel like I don't enjoy this as much as like the trading cards.
Yeah.
And so, and even with the omnibuses and stuff like that, like, yes, they're higher quality, which is the main reason I like them.
Yeah.
And I like having more of a story. So if I ever want to go back.
And we've also found that reading as a continuum, a continuous run instead of reading one issue in a month or one at a time is changed the outlook on a lot of comics to me.
But especially when you just do the paper trades.
Yeah.
Though even omnibuses are considered reprints.
Exactly. So
you don't, it's not like as big of a deal. And I'm not like sitting there like, oh, this is going to be worth money someday. Now, what I have figured out is omnibuses, if you get a title that is well liked, but I mean, let's say they're doing Ultimate Spider-Man right now, which I already have four of the possible six or seven of. And
yeah, you've got the first two Peter Parkers and the first two Miles Morales. Yeah.
As soon as those all get bought up, I would imagine kind of skyrocket in value. They at least double in value. Well, like because you got to think, I did with the Power Rangers one.
Is it's not like a limited edition, but at the same time,
you don't print.
They're also
as much.
Not going to then just print
a million
another 1,000 page comic
for
500 more sales.
Yeah,
right.
And so I have noticed when it goes, it immediately doubles in price.
And that's what I found with the first Peter Parker Ultimate is it's gone. And it's not that much more expensive.
No, I think you have to buy it at MSRP now.
Yeah.
Or you could have got it at like...
Like right now, I think the 60%. First Miles Morales is like $75 compared to the $125.
But I think the first, like the Ultimate Spider-Man Volume 1 Omnibus, you pretty much can't get it anywhere cheaper than MSRP right now.
Yeah, so I mean, that's kind of my idea is growing up, my dad owned a country store, and so he dealt with change all day, and he made my sister and I the state course. Finished them because he came behind the counter. He got a
new
new roll of quarters.
They gave us ours and put it in our room.
Yeah, he would get a new roll of quarters in, he'd crack it, and when he was putting them in the thing, he would know that Texas was coming out this month, and he would crack it, get it, put them in the thing.
Yeah.
That coins were like collecting items to me, cars, like old 67 Mustang or Camaros, like the car show.
I know that is a hobby I cannot afford.
No, but that was my idea of it was either like coins that you just pick up and find or you go absolutely wild and you go restoring cars and shit was my idea. Of like big collecting things, but having comics and cards and I had a bunch of Yu-Gi-Oh cards. I had no idea they were I just got them. I didn't think of them as a collecting.
I'll tell you one, I wouldn't say I'm completely out on, but I've definitely slowed the fuck down.
Yeah.
Shoes.
And again, I learned that in college.
Yeah.
Cause I grew up in South Alabama. There were like shoes were your boots. Like, and your boots got worn the fuck out. Like, they were not going to be put in your closet to wear twice a year.
Yeah.
Unless you had your fancy boots.
Yeah.
But they weren't Air Jordans or crap like that. So, yeah, shoes, definitely learned that in college.
Yeah.
And then comics. I was just like you when you got me into comics in college. It was, I want the run. I want to start with number one.
Yeah.
And I want to finish the run.
Because I've seen, like, you go into certain stores and there's like, oh, here's the whole 50 issue run of this person on this book, and it's all singles, and it's worth just as much, if not more, than an omnibus, because for whatever reason, first edition printings are where people see value. But
and then, of course, like we said, got into the deluxe editions, more of personal collecting. I want the collect editions. I want them in this nice format. Like, the resale value is not really there, but I want them in my personal...
But it's like, I would want to be able to read that whenever I want.
Right. And then the only other thing, we tried to get into Pops, which felt like the Beanie Babies run. But it died so much faster.
I think I have, like, one Miles Morales.
Yeah, it died so much faster because everybody realized it was mass production.
Yeah. When you started seeing, like... Because it used to be, like, the big IPs were in it. And then you just started seeing,
It was only Marvel.
Yeah.
DC.
Star Wars.
And Star Wars. Like I think that was the only three
those
that did
those the ones
anything.
That really... Yeah. And then you started seeing some, and you're like, really?
SpongeBob.
They're getting a pop? I could see
Rick and Morty. Some cartoon. Sesame Street started getting pops.
Yeah, it's just like, all right, well, this isn't... They're going to do that for every franchise.
Yeah.
It's just like, no one cares. Yeah.
Now you walk into a comic book store and there's over 1,000, like literally you just walk in and there's four aisles and
then
nothing but
pops. Can't fucking
pops.
Move. Yeah.
But that was my, and it was more of just like how my idea of collecting has changed from, what was it, the coins, which you just pick up off the side of the street or out of your change drawer to expensive ass fucking cards.
No, where I caught the bug and I missed definitely Pokemon cards. Yeah. And Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
And mine was those first few comics I picked up.
Yeah.
And in that, I mean, shit, I've got stuff in the house that
now I have.
Some I haven't even read just full because of junk. Just because my brain's like, oh, we'll just get the whole run. Maybe one day you'll have it. Yeah. You might want to read it. It's here.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's.
I think I'm definitely out of the single issue game.
I'm getting.
I haven't gone to my comic.
I picked up my pull list this past week, and it had even like, though like I've gotten Star Wars stuff out of them and are from them, and they know I like it. Yeah. So anytime a new High Republic 5-issue miniseries comes out, it's in my pull list. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm never going to read this.
Yeah.
It's like 5 issues and it's done. I'm like, okay, I need to stop this. Like,
but no,
and Berserker is the only other one I keep getting just because it's like,
how is that? That's been, it was only supposed to be a 12-issue miniseries. How's that undone?
I think it's out to 14 or 15 now.
That was supposed to be 12 issues.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, hell, it could have been like,
I know there were some delays, but still, and that's the,
how do you spell it?
BRZRK Berserk, I think. And that's one of the ones that really just kind of set me off because I twice told my comic book store, hey, put Berserk on my list.
Oh, they really
and they just did not. And so I was just like, you know what? Like, I don't even, I'm just going to buy the stuff I know I want to read. And it's probably going to be the medium that I like, which is collected versions.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And that was when the biggest one I wanted, the most recent comic that I jumped onto that I had an idea would make money or that I think would be really popular in the future was the TMNT Ronin.
Yeah.
I wanted the hard copy singles. Yeah. Like it was like 50 pages. It was a little thicker. It was nicer. Good cover. And I had it on my pull list and I went to go pick it up and I go, oh yeah, we didn't get a single one of the first printing of it. I'm like, you didn't get a single one. They went, no. And it was, of course, during COVID, so it was all messed up. They're like, we might get a second printing later.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, now that's kind of...
I'm
like the whole point of getting that run was to get the first printing of those five. Yeah. And then as soon as that second one, they screwed the first edition. It was like...
And to be honest, if you're speculating, if you're trying to do that, honestly, the biggest thing is it's probably, unless Marvel or DC just introduces like a badass new character, which they're not doing a whole lot lately.
There's a reboot.
They're more just changing established characters.
Yeah, so Berserker ends next March. So or this coming March. So when it's over, when I get that 12th one, I'm probably going to tell them to just cut my pull list off.
But if you're if you're just in the speculation, your best bet is going to be going to these indies and just praying one of them pops like a walking dead.
Yeah, and again, it's also kind of also the idea of like, okay, you see the Superman issue one sells for $4 million from 1930s, but they may have only printed
almost 100 years old,
and they may have only printed 1,000 issue comics of it,
and then
like now,
not to mention, we don't know how much they printed. And then
it also got thrown in somebody's drawer.
Yeah,
or in
they
a
were
closet.
Like 5 cents. Yeah. So people like threw it away like it was nothing.
And so now you sit there and go, yeah, it was kind of like the Pops. It's like, yes, the Pops are going to pop off. And then you sit there and go, okay, well, they just
and
made
you watch the
they
pop
just
section grow and grow and grow.
Yeah.
And
then,
all right, this is no longer a niche thing.
And then in my head, it was like, oh, yeah, we have such crazy manufacturing now that to make Vader, they probably made 200,000 of them.
You legit have
them.
To
they probably made a million of them.
Yeah.
And the second it got down to 500,000, they made another million. No. It's just like there's never a limited amount.
To take the restraint of both Pop and the IP person to be like, no, I want to do a for real limited run.
Yeah. And there are,
one of 100.
Then there are Pop characters and designs that are, there's 100 of these, that's it, and they're expensive, and they're but that to me is a completely different market, because like I've got some disc plates for I got episode 1 and 2 of Star Wars that were only, I think it was like 500, it's either only 500 or 1,000 are made, and the second they're gone, that's it. My second one came in dented, FedEx dropped it, and the whole box was shattered. I got photo and I sent it to them and they're like, we sold out. Yeah. Like, we can give you 30% off and you can send it back to us if you want to. Like, we'll give you 30% off on your next thing. And damn, they refunded me the money for it because it definitely wasn't cheap. And it's just like, it technically free, but at the same time, it's dented. It's not a bad dent.
I was going to say, I wouldn't notice.
I know you've never noticed. I walk past it all the time and never notice. To me, knowing that what it should have been, it's just like. Oh, yeah, I know. I'll never sell. It's like shit. Like, I'll never sell it unless I am in some god-awful financial situation that's the first shit that's going. But, like, then you start seeing limited edition stuff. And that's where now I'm understanding of, okay, that is a real, like, that's a future ticket item if you really wanted to make money later on.
No, and that's why I get so annoyed with variant covers on comics.
Well, and when we first started collecting collecting comics, variants to me were like the niche, like Pops. It was like, cool, but this is the only variant. Then all of a sudden you saw six variants pop up.
Yeah, this one comic has 20 variants.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, never mind.
Do you not understand the concept of less is more? And then you find out that, oh, what the distributors and the comic book makers do is you have to order so many of the original cover to get that. And it's like, well, they're never going to sell that many copies.
Exactly. And then there's the special editions. If you sell X copy, then you get this one.
Yeah, and it's just like.
Then the second it comes in, they put it behind the counter and mark it up by 200%, 500%.
What are you going to do with those 100 copies of whatever random book? No, I am in my fictional comic book company that hopefully one day will happen. I don't think you completely rule out variants because people like that shit. Yeah. But you have to make it special.
Yeah.
And so my thing was, in my head, I'm like, let's partner with like one of these people that do like get the permission to make retro and new movie the old school movie posters. And like one of them is called Mondo, and they have a bunch of cool movie posters, whoever allows them to make them. And they do the old screen printing technique and stuff.
Okay.
And some of the artwork is pretty fucking cool. Partner with them, be like, hey, do y'all want to do a special cover for this comic book? And I think I would obviously have to look more into it, but Amazon has a print on demand service.
Right.
So that completely cuts out, as for me as a businessman / writer, it would completely cut out distribution and printing in my process.
Yeah.
And Amazon can handle all that.
For a small fee, of course.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they'll get their cut,
but
so will the printing company, so will the distributors.
But you also don't have to pay the distributor or the printer.
Yeah.
Hey, I need you to make me 5,000 copies. Like they'll probably have a minimum that they have to make to make a dollar that you'll have to purchase.
Amazon's
and then
literally.
Then you're sitting there with 5,000 issues going, okay, now I got to sell 5,000 to make a profit.
Amazon is print on demand.
Yeah.
Literally, as soon as they get an order, they put it in the schedule and they print them one. But get back to what I was saying. My idea is to partner with that like Mondo or whoever just does cool alternate arts and stuff like that. And for the first, I order 100 with a special art.
Right.
And then if we ever had like a Patreon or had our own website or whatever, and be like, you can go order it off of that website if you really want like a special edition.
The special edition. Yeah.
We only made 100 because I'm never going above 100.
Yeah.
And
past that, then you just.
Yeah. Can't. There's 100 of books of this book that have this cover. Yeah. The everything else after that, there's only going to be this one
cover. Random cover,
and you can get that until fucking the internet crashes or whatever.
See, and I like that idea, but of course, Marvel, DC, Star Wars, anybody, they're trying to make a profit.
Yeah.
They're trying to make money, and every little thing they create, somebody's buying it.
Yeah,
like King in Black, I bought the 5 issues. Yeah. This one artist made a special cover for each of the issues. I have all 5 of his issues.
Yeah.
His cover.
Yeah.
But there also was 50 other artists that did their own covers. Yeah. And I fell into the hole. I really liked what he did on the covers, and that's the only reason I kept them.
Yeah.
And no way they're going to be any worth something. It's just, it was cool to me.
Yeah.
And
that's
the whole collecting.
That's what you should do.
Yeah.
If you like it, and you can afford it, buy it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It was just an interesting idea I had, just the way we have evolved our thinking.
Got you into this,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nasty habit.
It's a very nasty habit. We may have told two kids yesterday to buy something they probably shouldn't have.
That's so dumb. You don't go ask the stranger, hey, should I buy this? I'm like, yeah. Yeah. $150 pyramid
Lego set.
I'm like,
last one?
I don't know your situation, kid.
It's like, dude, just.
I'm like, sure. I don't.
Like, man, if you've got the funds, if you and saw it's not going to financially hurt you,
yeah.
And you want it, buy it.
If you saw my credit card statement, you would not be asking me. I mean, the price is what's kind of making me. I'm like, if that's the feeling, honestly, you shouldn't.
Don't buy it. Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, buy it. I don't give a fuck. I'm never going to meet you again.
I mean, our thing is like, if you financially are able to buy something, if you really, truly love it, or even like it, and you aren't even sitting there doubting yourself.
I don't know why you want
it.
The pyramid one.
But yeah, that was an odd one to get.
Yeah.
Then buy it. Yeah. I mean, don't hold off just because it's a little odd to get or something like that.
Yeah.
But
good luck trying to get laid with a pyramid Lego in the corner, though.
Pyramid Lego was definitely a...
I mean, I've
seen There was an R2-D2 up there.
There's a... My favorite droid is D1.
Batman, the Batmobile was up there.
Both Thanos quotes.
Yeah, I was just like... Interesting choice going for the pyramid.
I think he just wanted a big one to build.
It did. The cover looked cool if you were into any of that, but
whatever. But this month or this week we read Why the Last Man, Volume 4.
Yeah.
You want to go ahead and credit some people?
Yeah. So as always, we've got our writer, Brian K. Vaughn, pencilers, Paya Guerra, Goran Porlov, and Paul Chadwick, inker, Jose Marzan Jr., colorist Pamela Rombo and Zylanel, and letterers by Clem Robbins. So, things got weird.
I gotta be honest. Every time we go to read Why the Last Man, I'm like, yeah, I guess we'll read that, whatever. And then I come out of it like, I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Yeah. Every time. And when we read the last volume, I was sitting there because the two of the last ones that we read didn't really... It didn't do a whole lot. No. There was nothing in them other than just pretty much telling.
Yeah. We had a lot of character development in this one.
The past two, for sure, when we actually have gotten to York, he has evolved.
Well, even Dr. Mann in this one.
Yeah.
A lot of character development.
She came out and actually explained that it wasn't a boy.
Yeah.
It wasn't from somebody else. It was literally, she tried to clone herself.
Just to outdo her dad.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Just to beat her dad.
I also found out she was a lesbian.
I had that feeling.
It didn't surprise me, but at the same time, like, I don't think they had come out right and said it.
But the whole time, I was like, okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Like, that was not a shocker to me at all. York went through a
suicide prevention thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Not prevention.
Realization?
Intervention.
Yeah, intervention, realization. Yeah.
Got a little kinky there for a little bit.
Yeah, wasn't sure.
They also they finally addressed this, like, why is there only one man on Earth and he's seemingly not sticking his dick in everything?
Yeah.
Even though, like, he just claims it's this girlfriend that's in Australia.
Yeah. What did happen? What was this realization? There's more of just...
Oh, he's been throwing himself in the way of danger
because he
doesn't feel like he deserves to be around.
That's right. That's right. And the whole idea of like, why should I be the one to
survive
the world?
Yeah. Survivor's guilt.
Yeah.
Also had a weird part where like he got molested as a child.
Yep. By another,
a friend,
child
so-called friend.
Yep. Tied into a tree. Still and. Raped. That was that whole scenario got weird.
Yeah.
And how she knew about it, or was she just really, the agent was just pulling strings, right? Just making him tell his story on his own.
Tell you what,
I still can't quite, I can comprehend it, but like that whole issue with the secret agent in the cabin with York, each page got weirder and weirder.
Yeah.
Like kept drugging him, then popped him a pill.
Yeah.
Was going to have sex with him. then no, because he wanted to, and yeah. then just went to go kill him, went to go drown his ass.
Seems like a fun night.
Sure. Okay,
buddy. Tell the drowning part. I don't know.
Sure. Unless you're into, what was that called?
BDSM.
Not BDSM. When you suffocate yourself for pleasure.
Oh.
Erotic asphyxiation.
Yeah, that one. That one I'm not into. There's a lot of people that die doing that shit.
Yeah.
But no. That was weird. Kind of got your... Kind of happy to live now? I don't know. Or at least
I think maybe he's not as happy to live, but he's also not as stupid.
Yeah.
Like, he's definitely got to the point of, like, I'm here. Mm-hmm. I will help rebuild the world.
Yeah.
And try not to just die on the way.
Yeah.
Then
you get to the second part with, I ain't gonna lie, that
bald-headed.
Yeah, bald-headed mechanic lady. Pretty hot for a bald lady.
I did like how...
And I thought she was going to try to sleep with him.
Well, and they were sitting on the couch drinking.
She's walking around in a robe and stuff, and then she has high heels on.
Yeah.
I'm like, why the fuck she got high heels on?
Was an interesting choice. Like, you've been in boots the whole time, and you got on high heels walking around.
Why are you wearing heels?
But they when they started drinking on the couch, and they were like... And she's like... Or York realized, like, are we? And she goes, no, even if you weren't, you're not my type. And it's like...
I'd feel that bad just for using you for sex. And be like,
and both of them were like, even York was like, cool, good. He's like,
but then why do you lie about killing that chick though?
I think he
didn't want to admit that he put himself in danger again or something.
Well, no, see, in saying that he did kill her.
Yeah.
No.
Because he said they accidentally shot each other when.
Which is what happened. No.
She accidentally shot the
mechanic, and he shot her. Yeah. I think he didn't want it to look like he was throwing himself back into danger again.
I don't know.
And by saying that, it looks like
that, or he wanted to be trusted with the gun again. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe also he didn't want to be seen as just a cold-hearted killer.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Which to me, I would have shot.
He was in the right.
I would have shot the bitch anyways. I would have shot her too. That was odd. I will be interested to see where he goes from there, because he did seem. The events of this book, I think York has either gone to a dark place.
Yeah. Oh, when they talked about when he first walked down the stairwell and the baby that wasn't even close to being born had popped out because of the disease or the plague or whatever.
That proved the women that were pregnant. Yeah. Thing that we had discussed when I read that, I was like, what happened? Was there a murder? And then it processed that was the plague.
And then he goes and takes a walk and just sees the wreckage.
And then he goes, has to go back and hide. And he tries to kill himself there when he found a cop.
Yeah.
She killed herself. It's like, well, if she can't survive, then why should I? Or how can I?
Yeah.
But that did help prove the idea of the women that were pregnant with male babies. They did die as well.
Yeah.
Like forced labor.
Yeah.
Like, that was rough to look at.
And then we did have one twist ending. The baby boy, from the astronaut, gave birth to a boy. And is, as of right now, safe.
So I'm still under the assumption that now, if they repopulated the world, they would be okay. Like, I think if they came out of the bunker, the baby lives.
Yeah.
Just because I don't see how a bunker would have protected
from magic.
Yeah. Right. So, to me, it now is whatever the event that occurred, whatever the event was, has taken its effect.
Mm-hmm.
And that now, if they can survive and repopulate the world, it can be redone.
Yeah.
Dr. Mann's dark realization of some species was wiped off the face of the earth because it's actual natural lifespan was only like a year and a half old,
or
a year and a half, and it had no way of reproduction. Yeah. So like now you're going to start seeing like whole species
start to die off
yeah. and it's a,
that means no more flies though, or mosquitoes.
No more flies, no mosquitoes don't last long. But that also means no more maggots and
okay.
Yes, but those creatures like yes, flies, mosquitoes, all that shit are aggravating, but like maggots and all, like they eat the dead. So they digest, they clean,
buzzards.
Well, buzzards may last a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But that's the idea. It's like as those animal, those insects start to die off, they're the pollinators. They're the dead. They eat the dead. They eat the shit. They eat the crap to make the soil rich. If they all die, then the soil dies. Then this dies. Like it becomes a cataclysmic event of every little thing. It's a circle of life. Everything's connected.
I just want to not have to deal with mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes. If I could kill off anyone. Thing it would be mosquitoes.
Yeah, I don't know what purpose they serve.
Food for bats and flying birds.
They cause a lot more harm than good, I think.
Well, it's from drinking human blood.
Yeah, they also humans spread have fucked up over the years. Disease and shit.
Yeah, from humans that have fucked up the world.
Yeah,
yeah. So. It's all again a circle of shit shows.
Yeah. But yeah, so a lot of interesting stuff happened in this volume.
We finally get to see Hero again.
Yeah.
She's on a war path. She may not have killed her mom.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Wait. She did see her mom. So she we don't did. Know.
And at the end, she, I don't
we don't know what side where, she's fighting on.
Oh, anymore. She shows up to the bunker.
Yeah.
And hopefully, fully fucking kitted.
Hopefully, she didn't hear about the baby.
Oh, I'm sure she did.
Yeah.
Oh, so. I'm sure she's like, we, within the first two issues of the next volume, she's going into that bunker.
Yeah.
And going for the kid. I don't know. The Russian's either dying or getting extremely wounded. The two scientists are dead, and she's going for the baby.
Sad.
Yeah, because I still, like, to me, I don't think she's gone the crazy route of the Amazons of kill all males. But at the same time, she could have.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's they're definitely slow playing her story a lot.
There's six more volumes.
I know. That's what I mean. Is we're on volume four, and...
Yeah.
Still so many questions.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Speaking of questions.
Let's roll.
It's about, we're going to squeeze a quiz in here. Yeah. Volume 4 is good. I imagine we'll go for at least one more volume.
We can do, I think this book definitely has one more volume in it, maybe two.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll see where it goes. Mm-hmm. What keeps happening.
All right.
So
quiz. Current standings, Dave is at 0. I have 40. We've had some new subscribers. Every month we do a quiz. One correct answer gets you $40 towards a comic book store trip, or an order off a website or whatever. Two gets you $65.
Five. Yep.
Three is $100.
Yep.
You can bank your money. You can only bank to
100.
If you get 3 out of the 5 correct, you can go all in.
Yeah.
And go, if you get all 5 correct, it's whatever you want from the comic book store.
150.
With
150 cap on it.
However, if you get those last, either of those last two questions wrong, you lose whatever you have.
That day.
Yeah.
You just lose that day's pot.
Yeah. And then if you get skunked, which is all three of the first questions wrong, the other person gets 40, unless you're nice like I did last week and offer Davis a way out.
We do have a, if you can answer the fourth one to the discretion of the taskmaster.
Yeah.
So, question master. Taskmaster.
Davis is having a kid, so I was like, let me give him a way out of this. All right, so what am I getting quizzed on today?
So it is stories that we have done. It is from the series that we've read. It is a first question is the series question, like one like what a but series.
Was it from the book we read?
Huh? Yes, it's from a series. The second
you keep
one,
saying series.
I know.
Did we read that specific book on the show?
Yes, we read the specific book on the show. And it's a question of where did it line up in our readings.
What?
It's hard to describe what it is.
This better not be like What episode was Ultimate Spider-Man?
It's not an episode number. It's okay. The question is, what was the first continuous comic we did? Okay. There's nothing, no way else I can describe how to
do okay. that. So this is more about the show than it is the books that we write for the show?
That's actually the show, and then the rest are all from like a specific thing from a comic we read. Gotcha. The next one is, there's two Teen Titan questions. One from Judas, and the other from Academy.
Oh, we do read Teen Titans Academy.
One Piece, and Deadpool Kills Marvel.
Okay. All right. So two Teen Titans.
Yep.
One Deadpool, one Piece, and then I'm gonna go with the first question. So I'm pretty sure I know what it is.
What was the first continuous comic we did?
Is it Vader Down or Vader?
Gotta be more specific.
Vader Down.
No. It is Vader. But what was the title of the the overarching title of the entirety of it?
Such bullshit.
We've done multiple Vaders. I can't just.
We've done the multiple Vaders?
Yeah.
But it was all the continuous. We haven't done it outside of that continuous, have we?
Yeah.
I don't think we did.
Well, Vader Down is different from this series.
Okay.
So I cannot accept Vader Down.
And I can't just say Vader.
No, because there's multiple Vader comics. Like whole story arcs.
And I don't know it then. I want to say Rise of something, but I feel like that's wrong too. Is it the one that eventually led to the manhunt between him and Thawne?
Hey.
Is it the one that eventually, like, the last one was him and whatever that admiral was, and they did basically the most dangerous game or whatever? Is it where he raised the Inquisitor and the Grand Inquisitor? It literally picked up as soon as episode 3 ended. Was that, or is that Vader Down?
Yes, it did pick up as soon as episode 3 ended.
No, he went to the library at some point. Then he killed that one dude that was on the sabbatical. They weren't like all super connected. God damn it.
I honestly think I have to give it to you because you've literally named the
four of the
major plots of the entirety of the series.
It's Vader something. I don't remember what it
was. I think I'm going to have to give it to you.
Vader Down is the one where...
It was only like a 5-issue...
Yeah, but it was like the one that actually had Han Solo and Luke in it, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was one with Luke Skywalker.
That one was Vader Down. Okay, then yeah, that's not was part of the continuous.
No.
Then what was the continuous called? Jesus. It's Vader something. I'll leave that up to you. I can't remember what it's called.
I'm gonna do this.
Is it like, so does it have something to do with Apprentice?
No.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna have to do this. I'm gonna have to call it. I'm not gonna give it to you.
Okay.
And I'm not gonna count it wrong.
Okay.
So if you don't get one right,
yeah,
I will give you that one as your cop out.
Gotcha.
How about that?
Okay.
Because you've named literally everything that was.
Okay.
We'll go over it in a little bit.
What was it called?
Dark Lord of the Sith.
God damn it. That is right. Yep.
So I'm not going to count it.
Yeah.
Because.
That's fair.
Called it Vader Down, which is completely different. Yeah. All right. You got two Teen Titans, one from Judas Contract, one from Titans Academy, One Piece, and Deadpool Kills.
Does the One Piece happen in the manga that we read?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then give me the One Piece.
Who is Luffy's first main opponent?
Axe Hand Morgan. No, it's the bandit guy from the mountain, but I do not know his name.
What is your final guess?
Bandit. I can't remember his name. It's the Mountain Bandit guy from the bar who's fighting with Shanks. I guess you could say. Well, no, Luffy didn't fight him. He didn't fight him. Yeah, I'm going to go his opponent.
His first main opponent that he fights.
Yeah, Axan Morgan.
That's your final.
No, he was trapped on their ship. He didn't fight the fat lady. He didn't fight her. Or did he punch her? He might have punched her. But then how did they get on the island with Roar and Arzoa? No, I can't remember her name. Starts with an A, I think. I can see her card. Like, she has a card in the first One Piece set. I'm going to go Axan Morgan.
Is that your final guess?
Yeah.
You are wrong. It is Evita.
Evita!
It's the fat pirate.
I knew it started with an A.
It is the fat pirate.
Yeah. I can't remember Evita. Okay. Fuck.
Because I had the same... Yeah. When I looked it up, it was like, they kept saying Evita and it says a fat pirate. And I'm like, but I thought she was fighting the
slippery.
She eats the fruit and she becomes skinny and slick. And then I went and pulled it up. Yeah. And sure enough, that's the first one he fights.
Because she says something mean to, his name? Coda?
Kid, yeah.
Coda or Koba. And he punches her in the face. And then Karakuri's like, holy fuck, I can't believe you just did that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next.
Give me Judas Contract.
Who is the main leading villain in Teen Titans Judas Contract?
Okay. There's two possible answers here.
Sure.
Both I could see as technically correct, but one kind of turns good and kills herself at the end. So, I don't know if you're counting Terra, but then the other one would be Deathstroke.
Is that your final?
I'm going to say Deathstroke because he manipulates Terra.
That is incorrect.
Who is it?
Brother Blood. Hired Deathstroke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the whole, first five.
That first part where, get to the fucking
just get to the fucking point. Yeah, he hires Deathstroke.
I forgot he hired her.
Because he wants to take their powers.
Damn, okay.
Yeah. I thought that one would.
Yeah, no, you got me there. All right, give me the Deadpool kills Marvel.
Who's the last person Deadpool fights before coming to our world? Not
I was about to the say writers. The writers.
There is a person he fights.
Trying to... Picture the cover and see who that for. I would say Wolverine. Wolverine.
Final?
Yeah, because he's the one that can't die. He would have, because of his healing factor, you would think he would be the last person to die.
No. Taskmaster.
Oh.
The one that has the powers of every other
copy
superhero
every person.
Can copy. Well, that's three wrong.
Yeah, but you gave me the...
Yeah, and I'll give you the grace period. Yeah. Grace. Who is the villain in Teen Titans Academy?
It was someone that we thought was a good guy, but for some reason is... Okay, so here's my thing. I want to say... Are we talking about the guy that gave that one kid the backpack at the beginning? That we didn't get super deep into. They were setting up for future. Or are we talking about Peacemaker leading the Suicide Squad into the school? But then they were also not fighting.
Not Peacemaker. Okay. There was the ones that the Batman acolytes, the goth kids. The ones they went on the search to figure out who this person was.
But was it the guy giving the backpack to the kid at the beginning?
I think it is. It ends up being the person that gives the kid the backpack. But I can't.
This is going to be wrong, but I feel like Deathstroke is always the Teen Titans villain.
No.
Okay. That was my guess.
Let's not use that. I mean, this kind of, it doesn't matter. You got them wrong. It's Red X.
Oh, fuck. That whole thing
who
is Red X?
Red X?
God damn it. Okay.
Yeah. That's kind of the...
I fucking did not care about that book at all.
I know, but like the every cover is red X. I know.
Yeah. Now I see the cover in my head. I'm like, God damn it, it is red X.
And then that's
fucking it. Evita. God damn it.
Evita.
I was so ready for Axehand Morgan.
I know, because I looked it up. I was like I had his picture, because he was the captain of the...
The Navy.
The Navy, and I'm like...
And he was running that small town like he was a king.
And when I looked up the question, it was like, Evita. I'm like, no, it was... Like, all I remembered was asking him. I didn't remember his name. And I'm like, and I pulled up the issue and was like, oh, yeah, that's right. He does run into her first.
And I was like, well, the Mountain Bandits, but he didn't technically fight the Mountain Bandits.
He was
and
just
I almost said the sea monster that bit off Shanks' arm.
But, Evita was the first, like, opponent he actually fought. So, I gave you the grace.
Yeah. So I'm still at 40.
So you're still at 40. I definitely can't, count it completely wrong, but I won't also give it to you.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dark Lord of the Sith was our first continuous we ever did.
Yeah.
So.
I knew it was Darth Vader.
But. Yeah. Makes sense.
Oh, yeah. We also have to do this now.
Yeah.
For our draft segment, we went and got a mason jar. Put a bunch of categories in there. Sometimes we half-ass those and would do them on the spot. We thought it was better when we did the Disney one. We actually came prepared. But we still like the spontaneity of not knowing the topic beforehand. Yep. So we put a bunch of topics in here. We'll pull it out of the mason jar at the end of each episode before the quiz.
Yep.
And then we'll go do it. And immediately,
episode before the draft. At the end of the quiz.
Yes, before the draft. And then we'll immediately, y'all won't know this, but we'll immediately...
Yeah, we'll sit around and figure it out.
Do it, and then the next episode we record, literally 20 minutes later, will be the draft episode.
Because there's some in there you and I could both, we could brainstorm one day that we could definitely just off the top of our heads. And then there's some in there that definitely going to take a minute.
Want to do the honors?
I'll do the honors.
You're fat.
Yeah, you're fat. Come on, keep going. You're going to have to... Okay, you can't get in there either.
Oh, we got one of yours.
So the draft will be comics or books you'd want video games of.
Oh, I can do that. Four of each, because we're going to try to keep them short.
Yeah, yeah,
so
we'll do a little four of each. Yeah.
So we can do a YouTube short and reel four.
Yeah.
All right. So. I'm just quit fucking with the audio. we'll see y'all next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.